Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Ashok Oja with the Midday News. The headlines. Syrian rebel forces take control of capital Damascus amid media reports of President Bashar al-Assad fleeing country to undisclosed location. Home Minister Amit Shah lauds role of border security force in securing borders, preventing infiltration and dealing with left-wing extremism. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to take part in Myanmar dialogue in Bahrain this afternoon. Winter Chardham Yatra commences in Uttarakhand. In cricket, Australia defeat India by 10 wickets in the second test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval, level 5 match series 1-1. And in men's Asia Cup Under-19 cricket, Bangladesh set a target of 199 runs against India in the summit clash in Dubai. Syrian rebel forces have taken control of the capital Damascus today after a week-long lightning offensive, encountering no resistance from government forces. It comes amid media reports that President Bashar al-Assad has fled the country to an undisclosed location, marking the end of 24-year rule. The historic shift comes after a swift offensive that saw the rebels capture four major cities in less than 2 weeks. Media reports also quoted Syrian Prime Minister Mohammed Ghazi al-Jalali saying that he is ready to hand over the government to the opposition forces in a peaceful transition. The rebel faction termed the fall of Assad regime as the end of the dark period and the start of a new era for Syria. Our West Asia correspondent has the details.
The dramatic collapse of the Assad regime represents a seismic shift in West Asian politics, potentially weakening the influence of both Russia and Iran, who have long counted Syria as a crucial regional ally. Abu Muhammad al-Julani, the commander of the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, has emerged as a key figure in the transition, engaging in direct communications with the Syrian Prime Minister Mohammed Jalali. The Prime Minister, who remains in his position, has called for free elections and is working with the rebel leaders to manage the immediate transition period. In a coordinated response to the crisis, regional powers including Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, Iraq, Iran, Turkey and Russia issued a joint statement characterizing the situation as a dangerous development and advocating for a political solution. The rebels have announced the release of all prisoners and pledged to maintain state institutions under the current Prime Minister's supervision until a formal handover can be arranged. The communications infrastructure appears to be stabilizing, with the telecommunications minister confirming the restoration of internet services in Hama and normal operations nationwide. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will participate in the Myanmar dialogue in Bahrain today. Dr. Jaishankar reached Myanmar in Bahrain last night on the second leg of his tour after concluding his visit to Qatar. He was received by the Bahrain's Foreign Minister, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani. The Myanmar dialogue, organized by the International Institute for Strategic Studies, stands as a premier forum for discussions on complex security-related issues in West Asia. It brings together high-level policymakers and experts from across the globe to address critical regional challenges. More from our correspondent.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will speak at the concluding plenary session of the Manama Dialogue. The plenary features an impressive lineup of speakers, including Thomas Bayar, National Security Advisor of the Czech Republic, and Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani, Bahrain's Minister of Foreign Affairs. The session, chaired by IISS Director General Dr. Bastian Gigerich, will explore the future of regional strategic cooperation. Dr. S. Jaishankar will also co-chair the 4th India-Bahrain High Joint Commission with Bahrain's Foreign Minister Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani during the second leg of his 4-day visit in West Asian tour. This ministerial meeting will review the full spectrum of bilateral relations and discuss avenues to further strengthen the multifaceted ties between India and Bahrain. With the report of Vinod Kumar from Dubai, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In the first leg of his visit, Dr. Jaishankar held a series of significant diplomatic engagements at Doha in Qatar, highlighting India's proactive approach to addressing regional and global challenges. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on a 3-day visit to Russia beginning today. During the visit, Mr. Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow. As part of the visit, the defense minister will also commission Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth guided missile frigate INS Sushil at Yantra Shipyard in Kaliningrad tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today lauded the role of Border Security Force in securing borders, preventing infiltration, counterfeit currency and dealing with the left-wing extremism. Mr. Shah was speaking at the 60th Foundation Day celebrations of BSF at Jodhpur in Rajasthan today.
अनेक अभियानों में हर साल की भांति 2024 में आपने जाली मुद्रा, नारकोटिक्स, घुसपैठ और वामपंथी उग्रवाद के सामने लड़ने का और पराक्रम करने का आपका रिकॉर्ड बरकरार रखा है और मुझे विश्वास कि ये सारे काम आप इतनी चुस्तता से अनेक सालों तक करते रहे.
मिस्टर शाह प्रेज्ड बीएसएफ फॉर इट्स 6 डेकेड्स ऑफ सर्विस एज कंट्रीज फर्स्ट लाइन ऑफ डिफेंस. He highlighted the force's courage, valor, and sacrifices. He acknowledged the BSF's critical role in securing both eastern and western borders since 1965.
6 दशकों से साहस, शौर्य, बलिदान इसके बल पर ही आपने देश के फर्स्ट लाइन ऑफ डिफेंस को उसका विरुद्ध प्राप्त करने का काम किया है. वहां पर आने वाली सभी चुनौतियों को पार कर देश की सुरक्षा की प्रथम पंक्ति को मजबूत करने का काम मेरे बीएसएफ के जवानों ने किया है.
The Home Minister noted that border security policy of the country had been unclear for years, but under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, significant changes have been made. He said, the government has focused on strengthening border infrastructure with dedicated budget provisions each year. He also said the government has taken several steps for the welfare of paramilitary forces. Earlier, the Home Minister inspected the parade and honored BSF personnel with gallantry awards and police service medals for their outstanding service. Chandigarh has become one of the first Union territories to ensure a secure society and contribute to India's development by transitioning from punishment to justice through the complete implementation of 3 new criminal laws. The conceptualization of the 3 laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanghita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanghita, and Bharatiya Saksh Adhiniyam, was driven by the vision of the Prime Minister to remove colonial-era laws. Chandigarh has achieved this milestone within 5 months. Addressing the media, Director General of Police Chandigarh, Surendra Yadav, said that these laws reflect a developed India. Our correspondent reports that Chandigarh has swiftly implemented provisions mentioned under these laws. A report.
To ensure a timely response, Chandigarh has equipped all 160 PCR vans with advanced global positioning system technology. When someone dials 112, the system instantly alerts the nearest PCR van to the caller's location, enabling police assistance to arrive within 3 to 5 minutes. Every police station in Chandigarh is now equipped with 4 special tablets. These tablets are designed using blockchain technology, ensuring that any audio-visual evidence recorded through them remains tamper-proof. The server for these tablets is integrated with DigiLocker, a platform developed by the central government. Before the forensic team arrives, videos of the scene are recorded and eyewitness statements are taken on the site. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News.
Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi yesterday chaired Tri-Services meeting of the Army, Air Force and Navy in the Northern Command headquarters at Udhampur to review the operational preparedness. The meeting was attended by senior officers of the Army, Air Force, Navy, and also the Indian Tibetan Border Police, ITBP. The Army Chief also chaired discussions aimed at further enhancing joint capability. General Upendra also inspected latest inducted state-of-the-art weapons, equipment, and other logistic assets. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The much-awaited winter Chardham Yatra commenced in Uttarakhand today, offering devotees an opportunity to visit the winter abodes of the 4 sacred dhams. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami officially inaugurated the Yatra at Omkareshwar Temple in Ukhi Math, Rudraprayag district, where the idol of Lord Kedarnath resides during the winter session. On the occasion, the Chief Minister emphasized the government's commitment to enhancing facilities for pilgrims undertaking the winter Chardham Yatra.
जो शीतकालीन यात्रा प्रारंभ हो रही है वो सफल हो, सबका उसमें सहयोग मिले, आने वाले हमारे सभी श्रद्धालु तीर्थयात्री पर्यटक उनकी यात्रा भी सुगम हो. हम लगातार प्रयास कर रहे हैं कि शीतकालीन प्रवास के दृष्टि से हर सुविधा जो यहाँ हो सकती है वो हम करें. तो मैं सभी से आह्वान करता हूँ कि आए उत्तराखंड और हमारे इन सभी क्षेत्रों को देखें.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल विजिट राजस्थान एंड हरियाणा टुमारो. Mr. Modi will travel to Jaipur in the morning, where he will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Summit. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will launch the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana. The scheme is designed to empower women aged between 18 to 70 years who have passed matriculation. During the program, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticultural University in Karnal, Haryana. The university will have one college of horticulture for graduate and postgraduate studies and five schools covering 10 horticulture disciplines. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast dense fog conditions during late night and morning hours in Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. Similar conditions are also predicted for Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jharkhand, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal till tomorrow. The air quality in the national capital Delhi has deteriorated to the poor category with an air quality index of 284 as of 1 p.m. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached 300 AQI levels. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and the surrounding NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. In cricket, Australia defeated India by 10 wickets in the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval. With this win, the hosts have levelled the five-match series, 1-1. Chasing only 19 runs on day 3 of the pink ball test, Australia overhauled the mere target for no loss in just 3.2 overs after dismissing India for 175 in their second innings. Earlier in the day, India resumed their play at the overnight score of 128 for 5, losing the remaining 5 wickets for just 47 runs in 12.5 overs. For Indian side, Nitish Kumar Reddy scored the highest 42 runs, while Australian skipper Pat Cummins took a 5 wickets haul. Yesterday, Australia were bundled out for 337 runs in reply to India's 180 runs in their first innings, with the host establishing a lead of 157 runs that led to a comfortable victory for them in the pink ball test. In Men's Asia Cup Under-19 cricket, Bangladesh have set a target of 119 runs against India in the summit clash in Dubai. Put into bat, Bangladesh were bundled out for 198 runs in 49.1 overs. Mohammad Rizan Hussain scored the highest 47 runs, while India's Hardik Raj took 2 crucial wickets. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to field. In hockey, India will take on Bangladesh in their opening match of the Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India is competing in Group A along with China, Bangladesh, Malaysia and Thailand. Pool B will feature South Korea, Japan, Chinese Taipei, Hong Kong and Sri Lanka. Opponent Bangladesh will aim to bounce back after losing to China yesterday. In another Group A match, Malaysia beat Thailand 3-0, while in a Pool B match, Japan thrashed Sri Lanka 15-0. And now, before we end this news bulletin, the headlines once again. Syrian rebel forces take control of capital Damascus amid media reports of President Bashar al-Assad fleeing the country to undisclosed location. Home Minister Amit Shah lauds role of border security force in securing borders, preventing infiltration and dealing with left-wing extremism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to take part in Manama dialogue in Bahrain this afternoon. Winter Chardham Yatra commences in Uttarakhand. And in sports, in cricket, Australia defeat India by 10 wickets in second test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval, levelled the 5-match series 1-1. And in Men's Asia Cup Under-19 cricket, Bangladesh set a target of 119 runs against India in the summit clash in Dubai. And with that, we end the midday news.